This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The 10th edition International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across the country and abroad today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the celebrations from Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir, where the main event will be held at Sher-e-Kashmir International Conference Centre this morning. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will address the gathering and participate in the Common Yoga Protocol session, highlighting yoga's significance in nurturing physical, mental and spiritual growth. Over 7,000 people from various walks of life are expected to participate in the yoga session along with the Prime Minister at the SKICC, which is located on the banks of Dal Lake. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Minister Pratap Rao Ganpat Rao Jadhav and many other dignitaries will also take part in the event. Globally, embassies and Indian missions abroad will join the celebrations, reflecting yoga's widespread influence. This year's theme is Yoga for Self and Society, which emphasizes the vital role yoga plays in fostering both individual well-being and societal harmony. Various mass yoga demonstration events are scheduled to be held in the national capital and different parts of the country today. In Gujarat, the state-level yoga event is being held at Nadabet near India-Pakistan border in Banaskantha district. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will participate in the event. Around 10,000 people are likely to attend celebrations at Nadabet. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will take part in the Yoga Day event at Ahmedabad and Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil will attend the event at Surat. Meanwhile, Gujarat Postal Circle will have a unique Yoga Day celebration in which mass sessions will be held in districts situated along the Tropic of Cancer. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina will be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. During the visit, apart from holding bilateral consultations with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, she is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. The Bangladesh Prime Minister will also meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. This will be the first incoming bilateral state visit after the formation of the new government in India. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Lok Sabha member Bhartuhari Mahatab of BJP as pro tem speaker to perform the duties of speaker till election for the post. In a social media post, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the president has also appointed members of Lok Sabha Suresh Kodikkunil, Thalikuttai Rajasevar Balu, Radha Mohan Singh, Fagan Singh Kulaste and Sudeep Bandopadhyay to assist pro tem speaker in oath and affirmation to newly elected members of 18th Lok Sabha till election of the speaker. First session of 18th Lok Sabha will convene from Monday and election of Lok Sabha speaker will be held on the 26th of this month. The CBI has registered a case in connection with UGC NET June 2024 examination. The case was registered against unknown persons on the basis of complaint received from Secretary of Department of Education for compromising the integrity of the UGC NET exam. The case has been filed under sections of criminal conspiracy and cheating. The exam was conducted by National Testing Agency across different cities in the country on 18th of this month. In a crackdown on the proscribed terror outfit Babbar Khalsa International VKI, the National Investigation Agency NIA yesterday arrested a key operative linked with designated terrorist Lakhbir Singh Sandhu. The NIA said that multi-state searches were carried out at the premises connected with 10 suspects, which led to the arrest of Jaspreet Singh from Firozpur district in Punjab. The government will launch the 10th round of the commercial coal block auction today. In this round, 60 blocks will be offered. Union Minister of Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy will launch the auctions in Hyderabad. The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival, MIFF, will come to a close in Mumbai this evening. The seven-day event had started with the India premiere of Billy and Molly, an otter love story, directed by Charlie Hamilton-James on 15th of this month. In Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Afghanistan by 47 runs at the Kensington Oval in Bridgetown, Barbados in their first game of the Super 8 stage last night. In the Super 8 round, England will face South Africa at St. Lucia this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.